right. Week 11 in the battle we know as commercial real estate, where these soft hands type on computer screens and pens and papers do other things.
Hey, we're getting a little soft hands ourselves, man. A lot of computer time.
Very manicured.
Yes, yes.
Yes. So, what's going on, Wilbur?
Oh, nothing.
The Nardizzler. Nardizzle.
Lots of resumes the last
48
hours.
We're looking for an analyst.
Please apply.
Don't be a tool. No math. And have a big obsession to make a bunch of money.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what's really funny is like I put that post on there like, hey, don't be lazy. Go to my profile to contact me. Just, hey, like if you want to work a little bit for it.
Yeah.
People are
following instructions.
No.
Just eliminate them immediately.
Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah.
But I mean, all you have to do is just click my name on LinkedIn and it takes you to my profile and my email, my phone number right there.
Yeah.
So
they're just sending you a DM.
Yeah,
hey, man.
Yeah. 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 But
so,
man, it is what it is.
Did anyone else pass the test?
Some people have. Yeah, for sure. Okay, I got about two or three resumes in the last, since Sunday. So today's Monday.
We'll start with those guys first.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So any of you listening, if you submitted it wrong, this is your one to get out of jail free card.
Exactly. Maybe. Exactly.
So, okay. Well, on the economic calendar this week, initial jobless claims. Previous was 215K. They're kind of missing this. Their forecast last week was 206K. This week it was 215. So they missed that by 9,000 jobs. Mm. Forecast this week is back to 218K.
So going up again.
Yes. And then hourly wages year over year comes out on Friday. Looks to be at 4.5%, up 4.5%.
Okay.
I was with some friends the other day and I heard this interesting thing. I guess California raised their minimum wage to $20 an hour unless you have a bakery.
Oh, well, if it's a bakery, what is it?
It can be $16 an hour.
Why did they pick just one?
Because the guy that owns Panera Bread and Gavin Newsom are bros.
Oh my.
And he's a campaign donor.
Dude, I lived in a bakery in Guatemala. Those people worked their asses off, man. Like, it's hard to be a baker.
Yeah.
You gotta wake up freaking early.
Yeah.
Pay them people to make your donuts.
So
$20 is also like, that's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of mixed on that. I feel like, how does anybody live? Like,
I agree.
Especially in California.
It's $5 a gallon there.
Like, I don't know how you live. Something interesting too. I was at my daughter's lacrosse game this past weekend. And this was two Gavin Newsom blows in a row. That and then my daughter's lacrosse game, we see her friend's mom and she's wearing a hat that says Plump Jack on it. Well, Plump Jack's a wine.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good wine.
Okay.
Well, during COVID, it was the only winery that was allowed to remain open.
Speak more.
Because Gavin Newsom's an owner.
Is that the place where he was going to be, where he was partying at or caught partying?
No, okay. That's a different place. But I learned that when I went on a trip to Napa and someone told us that. And apparently the cab drivers won't take you there because they're like, screw these guys. It's bull.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Rules for thee, but none for me.
Rules for thee, but not for me. So anyways, hourly wages year over year, 4.5%. Okay. The Dow, kind of just hovered around, went down 34 bips, not much, closed out at 39.087. The S&P was up, closed out at 51.37, so up almost 1%. The NASDAQ was up 1.7%, it's closed out at 16.274. West Texas crude made a little comeback, up 4.35% at $79.97 a barrel.
We've seen that drop and then come back up.
Mm-hmm. It kind of fluctuates in this. It's really playing in this $70 range. 5-year treasury is at 4.156, down 3% from 4.285 the previous week. And the 10 years at 4.185, down from 4.251. SOFR remains the same. Let's see what the real estate stalkers did. So, real estate development led the charge. Wait, let's see. Real estate REIT specialty led last week, followed by REIT development. And then REIT residential and then REIT office making the REIT office is bouncing back up. There's just traders just trading that sharks right there. All right. I think we're on to something. I think I have my summer intern's job. I'm going to have him database every single REIT office asset and the loan maturity on each one of them.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm going to do with that information, but I think it'd be interesting to know who's holding the most, who has the biggest ticking time bomb.
Ah, who's got the hot potato last?
Yeah. So. one more.
And just short the hell out of them?
Yeah. If you can. I don't know. So, 1 month performance, REIT hotel and motel is up right now. So. Man, kind of missed the football picks. Although, did you see, what's his name? The wide receiver for Texas?
No.
At the NFL Combine, Xavier Worthy?
Mm-mm.
Hold, please. He ran a 4.25 or 4.21.
That's
he ended up running the, he broke the record for the 40-yard dash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who held it before? Devin Hester or somebody like that?
Yeah. I think Jackson ran it. Ran a 4.2, but with stopwatch.
Okay.
Before laser.
What was the laser record? Like 4.23, 4.25?
Let's see. Previous.
I feel like 4.29 was around for a while.
Record. Okay. 4.21. Xavier. Okay. Top 11 fastest 40-yard dash times. This might be from just this week. Jacoby Ford ran a 4.28.
Hmm.
Chris Johnson, running back East Carolina, 4.24.
Yeah, that guy was quick.
And then John Ross, wide receiver, Washington, ran a 4.22, but Xavier, 4.21. Those dudes are different.
Yeah. Those are guys who run track, and then they just happen to want to play football, too.
Jeez. Okay.
Biased.
Term of the week. This is you, Will.
Ankle biter.
What's an ankle biter? It's a child?
Small deal.
It's, oh, it's a little ankle biter.
It's just there as an ankle biter.
Is that the evolution of bite-sized deal?
Yeah.
That capital markets guys love to
exactly.
Shit. It's a bite-sized deal.
It's an ankle biter.
You know, just a bite-sized.
I feel like that term's been kind of around for a little bit. I believe I've heard it before, but yeah, you know, $1.5 million deal. Oh, it's an ankle biter.
Ankle biter deal. Well, every now and then you do an ankle biter.
I work cool doing ankle biters.
Sure.
As long as the users are going to take us out.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. In real estate news, Dallas developer Mac Pogue dies at 89.
Damn.
He founded Lincoln Property Company with Trammell Crowe as his partner in 1965.
Oh, that's sad.
Born in Sulphur Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Served in the U.S. Army in Korea upon his return. Graduated from Texas Tech.
There we go.
Guns up. Got his start as a real estate broker with Major and Majors, and then he formed in 1961, and then he formed Lincoln Property Company in 1965 in partnership with his mentor, Dallas developer Trammell Crowe. Pogue bought out Crowe's share of the company in 1977. He grew the operation to a global company with 35 offices around the world. And today's Lincoln combined management and leasing includes more than 500 million square feet of commercial space.
Jeez, mister.
500 million feet. Strong. He developed some iconic commercial projects like Lincoln Center in North Dallas and Ross Tower in downtown Dallas. Let's see. He sold a residential arm to Canadian firm Cadillac Fairview, is rebranded as Willowbridge Property in homage to the company's first residential development. Man, what a career.
Well, yeah, a lot of accolades there.
Yeah. Well,
when did he pass?
It just says the last week or so this month.
I didn't really see that anywhere.
This was in February 29th, so I guess early February.
Huh.
Well.
Great company.
Yeah. Stay hard, Mac. Good run. Okay, we touched on this last week, mm-hmm. but you got an update on it. The Stone Lake Church.
Yeah, it's...
They have since put their swords down, or their pens.
Yes, their pens are down.
Their pens and typewriters are down.
Hold on, do you want me to read the announcement?
Yes, the joint announcement. Mm.
Joint statement from Friendship West Baptist Church and Stone Lake Capital Partners. Stone Lake Capital Partners acquired a 20-acre site in 2021 along Interstate 20, which is fully entitled and required no change to the existing zoning. While Stone Lake arguably has the property rights to build a warehouse, ultimately a warehouse is not what the community wants, and Stone Lake does not desire to be in conflict with the community. As leaders for our respective organizations, sharing a common Christian faith, we have kept the lines of communication open in hopes of resolution and collaboration. And we both concluded that we could accomplish more by working together than by working in conflict with each other. In Scripture, it is written in Matthew 5, "Blessed are the peacemakers." And we have both decided to pursue peace rather than to pursue further litigation. To that end, Stone Lake has withdrawn its application for a warehouse building permit and all litigation has been dismissed. We hope to work together toward an outcome for the property, which is both beneficial and agreeable to the community. We are in this together. The pastor and Kenneth E. Abusi, Stone Lake.
Well, sounds like the pastor wanted to buy it. That's my thought.
I have backstories to this, just coincidentally bumped into it, but...
Yeah, probably shouldn't share that.
No.
But I think that's probably what happened. But I guess they're going to work together? Like, what are they going to do? Build something together? Who knows? Probably nothing. Well, congrats, Stone Lake. You got some good practice on development and litigation. I know that's not what you needed.
But they develop multifamily. I've seen them do other stuff. I feel like...
I guess they could do that.
I mean... They're well-versed guys. They'll figure it out.
Well, it seems like the city will give them any zoning they want past industrial.
Yeah.
I guess subject to
church's
approval. But, well, I guess, I don't know.
Is there competition there, Jeremy, with church and state? I mean, your biggest thing is cities have no competition. But it sounds like West Baptist is kind of interjected.
Well, I think this is another case of where the government interjected.
Yeah.
Like the Trump case.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It is what it is. So here's something I thought was interesting. Mm-hmm. Probably one of the places I can't stand to go the most. North Park Center scores a $650 million CMBS loan. They plan a $71.4 million in capital improvements. I just can't stand going there from the traffic aspect of it. Okay. But it is a mall that is still working. Like, that mall still works.
I live 8 minutes from there on the east side of town. I'm not in Highland Park.
Yeah.
Asterix. I love that place, man. It's so awesome. I know the traffic's bad.
It's 1.9 million square feet. Let's see. The lender group was led by Barclays, originally a loan package of commercial CMBS, sold off to investors. So they had an existing $487 million loan on the property. The funding also returned, they're getting $139 million in equity to the borrower. And leasing costs escrow $17 million.
Wait, this is a cash in refi?
No, they're getting cash out.
Oh, okay.
They owe $487 million. They're getting $139 million put in their pocket.
Nice.
And doing a $71 million reno and $17 million in... lease and to cover closing leasing assumptions. 2-year loan has a floating interest rate and 1 3-year extension option. It's supposed to close on March 15th.
You know, the Nasher still own that thing.
The what?
The Nasher family.
The Nasher. They own the mall?
They own the mall. But okay. They were leasing the land.
Okay.
It was a ground lease.
Uh-huh.
They bought the ground lease out, I think, in the mid-2000s. Because I was there, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago after, on the weekend, we were just kind of walking around with the kids. I was like, I think this thing's on a ground lease. So just kind of read into it. But the Nasher family bought out the ground lease.
Yeah.
They bought it from, I think, the Carruth family.
Okay.
They bought them out because it was originally on a Carruth parcel. There's one of those old families here in town.
Yeah.
But what an amazing piece of real estate, man. I mean, yeah,
truly.
It's just clean.
I remember one time I went there during Christmas. Oh, I drove around for about an hour trying to park, and I just finally said, forget it, and just left.
Yeah, that's when you go home. But
top tenants include Dillard's, Macy's, mm-hmm. Neiman Marcus, and Nordstrom's. It's also home to a 15-screen AMC theater.
Yeah.
It's about 96% leased. In the past 3 years, 10 tenants have renewed or extended their lease. That's a mall that's going to make it. That, and I feel like the mall in Frisco, Stonebriar, that one does pretty well.
Yeah.
I think malls are, I mean, you look at Willow Bend right here across the street, like that thing is struggling.
I mean, Bella's in here. Do you ever see parking lot full at all? From our viewpoint, never.
No.
There's never even like a car parked in
it. But the city, I think they're fixing to redevelop the site. Okay. I think Plano just passed some thing for redevelopment. They're going to put an office there and stuff like that.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, cool. That's what I got this week in real estate. Anything to add?
I was at soccer practice with the kids this weekend, and one of the other dads that was there, he was an attorney, oil and gas, but he said, what recession, Will? I said, I mean, it's tough to get debt, but outside of that, there's really, our tenants are doing pretty good. But he made a claim that I guess the U.S. government every 90 days or basically once a quarter tax on about another $1 trillion worth of debt to keep the infrastructure alive. I didn't do any research into that. Asterisks. But if that is true in any way, shape, or form.
Have you ever seen this?
No, Jeremy is currently showing me a budget deficit calculator that is live. And it's enough to make you just want to throw up. But if that's the case, and if there politically any changing to that, I mean, sounds pretty bleak, but what do I know?
I don't feel like anybody's working on the national debt. They're just not working on it. Do you know the last time we had a surplus was?
Probably early 1900s.
When Clinton was in office.
Clinton, okay. Mm-hmm. But like, wasn't that fleeting? That was not very long.
Well, no, he got out of office and then it went up. George Bush took it to the...
Oh, yeah.
Took it to the limit.
Do you want me to go on my military industrial complex podium here? No, but terrible. Like, we need to curb that. I don't think I think you just crater the entire world economy if you start to hammer it too hard.
Well, since we started talking about it, mm-hmm. the government has already accumulated $2 million more in debt.
Can we end
that's
the show
how
now?
Fast it goes.
We're gonna unplug now, but just sad. And the thing is like, it's just yeah.
How about we start tracking this? I'm gonna add this. So today, we'll pick a point in time.
Poor Bella's
freaking out over here.
Yeah, I gave her that tidbit this morning when I came in. She's like, "Will, I almost threw up. It made me feel nauseous." I was like, rightfully so.
U.S. debt.
Bella, where does 30% of your paycheck go? Do you know? No, you do not. Goes to Israel and Ukraine and everywhere else. Terrible.
Hold on. 32,482,746. We will track it next week and say how much it's gone up.
Okay. I saw this tidbit from Bill Ackerman this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if we gave every child that's born every year in the United States $7,000 the moment they're born in an account,
right? Yeah.
In a ETF or index fund, and they're not allowed to touch it, it's legally impossible for them to touch it until they hit 65 or the retirement age, whatever it is at that moment. On average, it'll be worth about $1 million per person. And it would cost us $20 billion a year to do that. Now, I'm not pro of like just handing the money out, but like, damn. My biggest complaint about all of this is like, I would hate to pay Social Security. If I could toggle in and toggle out if I want to contribute or not,
mm-hmm.
it's what, a couple $1,000 a year? You just silo that out. I mean, we're going to get $800 a month or whatever. Like,
yeah.
You know, like this is just craziness, but
Well, we'll see what it's at next. It's what, 34 trillion right now?
Yeah.
Excel almost broke when I put it in. So, all right. Well,
that's it.
Good luck out there. See ya.